All right, this time my wife Barbara Jean's going to sing for us.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Chosen before the world was, Lord, your wife, made from the same word as you. So God set aside this moment of time exclusively for me and you. And God spared us a moment of the twinkling of an eye. He's in this secret place where saints are changed, and now we are glorified. Oh, rejoice, God spared us a moment of the twinkling of an eye. He's in this secret place where saints are changed, and now we are glorified. Yes, God spared us a moment of the twinkling of an eye, and then we're caught up to you, Lord Jesus, forever by your side. Oh, the angels encamp it around, and no harm shall come to us. We're in this special time of being glorified, for we're living in this twinkling of an eye. And God spared us a moment of the twinkling of an eye. He's in this secret place where saints are changed, and now we are glorified. Oh, rejoice, God spared us a moment of the twinkling of an eye. He's in this secret place where saints are changed, and now we are glorified. Oh, the angels encamp it around, and no harm shall come to us. We're in this special time of being glorified, for we're living in this twinkling of an eye. And God spared us a moment of the twinkling of an eye. He's in this secret place where saints are changed, and now we are glorified. Oh, rejoice, God spared us a moment of the twinkling of an eye, and then we're caught up to you, Lord Jesus, forever by your side. It's in this secret place where saints are changed, and now we are glorified. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Barbara Jean.
Amen. Thank you, my Lord.
Amen. Wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus, amen. All right. Yes, we just appreciate you, Lord. Appreciate the things of God. Appreciate the way you're moving by your Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God. Yes, amen. Amen. All right, it's time for the word now. And we just praise the Lord and thank God for all things. So many good things to thank him for, that it would be useless to try to start naming the good things he's done for us. Amen, because he's good all the time. Amen. Amen. If the Lord Jesus Christ likes it, like the way we do, amen, the Father does. Amen. Then the wife, the father, the son, and the wife, all in unity together. Amen. All part of the Godhead. Praise the Lord. So that's wonderful. So today, I'm taking a little message, and we'll entitle it, To a Special People, the Body of Christ is the Wife of the Lamb. Amen. To a special people, the body of Christ is the wife of the Lamb. That's a good title, isn't it? Amen. It shows what we're coming into. What we have come into. My wife's talked to a lady that's that has a certain level of Christianity. Like to talk about the Lord. And she says, you know, I've never heard nothing about that wife of the Lamb. I don't know much about the wife. Amen. And says, maybe we ought to get together sometime and talk. I don't know anything about the wife. I don't hear preachers preach on the wife. Well, there's a special group that the wife is spoken of more than the body of Christ. Because that's what we are, see? Amen. Now, the body of Christ, Paul began to speak of it. And the thing about Paul's message, churchianity has got a hold of it. And much of what he says is prophetically applies to the wife of the Lamb. And they try to apply it to their denominational system or their particular belief. And they all basically say that we're the body of Christ, from the smallest to the greatest. Amen. But to a special group of people, it's the wife of the Lamb, or the wife of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So that I'd like to talk on that just a bit today and show you how we develop into this. And our mentality has developed to the place where among us, if you just say the body of Christ, amen, it seems a little liking there. Amen. But when you say the wife of the Lamb, that hits the nail right on the head, we'd say. Praise God. In glorified flesh and bone, see. We become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. I like what Paul said in the book of Hebrews about Melchizedek. He has neither beginning of years, beginning of days, nor ending of life. And so he began to talk like that, neither father nor mother, nor beginning of days, nor ending of life. Amen. And so that's what the wife of the Lamb is. Amen. When we come into as we have come into the fullness of Christ, see, amen. Yes, we have taken on His flesh and bone. We're joined to Him, and I believe when that scripture was originally wrote over in Genesis, it says, "You shall cleave unto your wife." Well, Paul, he used the word joined unto. He joined unto him, and we're one same body, same spirit, same flesh. So that's the wife. And then the very next scripture there in Ephesians 5, 30, 29 to, or 27 through 32, he speaks of the wife and the church. But there we has come into the place where church just doesn't seem to fit the bill too much. Amen. Because the world has taken over that name, church. Amen. And they've got that. We're the wife of the Lamb. Yeah, married to Him by proxy marriage. And we can never go back, and we don't want to a realm of just Christianity in general. Amen. Because there's a special people that the body of Christ is the wife of the Lamb. And that's what we say, the wife of the Lamb. So the lady calls that. I've never heard nothing about it. And of late, several times, as people get a hold of our material and read, they will say something, well, that's, you're talking about the wife of the Lamb. Is that the church? Or what is that you're talking about? Is it the body of Christ? Is it the church or what? And you say, you know, to that nature. So, well, to a special people, that question don't have to be asked, because it's answered within us, because we're married to Him and we know that we're the wife of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. So let's bow our head in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, approaching your word, we just thank you, Lord, for all the good things you're doing for us and people. And I pray, God, that this special word will go out to that special people and they'll understand. Amen. And Lord, I just pray that the other folks will, that has a certain, in certain realm of Christianity, that they'll find their place and be happy therein. Oh, we just praise you and thank you this morning. And I pray for the anointing to touch us and help us as we minister the word this morning for the glory of God. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. All right, praise God. I like to got started preaching there before before I prayed. And that would be just, that'd be all right too, see. Amen. We want to be led by the Spirit of the Lord and by the anointing. Well, when we look at the word, Paul, he says, I laid the foundation. And let every man take heed how he build thereon. But something got to grow out of that foundation. That foundation was a seed that was planted. And the plant come forth, Paul began to speak of certain things there, but he began to prophesy and write certain things of a prophetic nature. And as we go to that prophetic nature of things, we find here that, let's get this started here. Amen. Glory to God. We find that everything working all right. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Just appreciate Him in so many, many ways. Amen. That He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. All right. So as we look at the Word, it's like the soil that a plant is planted in. Amen. And the Word is so, written Word, I'm talking here, it's so very important. But from the written Word grows the spoken Word. Amen. When Jesus came, we find a great example of this when the Pharisees and Sadducees and the different religion of his time, they knew the law, and they had the law as written by Moses, but they added many different layers of their tradition to it. Amen. So when Jesus came and began to preach the word, they were quick to point out, as they watched that word real close, the written word, they was wanting, and they were watching it by, and speaking of it by their own interpretation, see. But when they would speak to Jesus, Moses said this and Moses said that, which would be something that Jesus was going beyond, and we must go beyond if we preach the word today. We must go beyond what Paul preach, but we don't go beyond the prophetic things that he prophesied. Amen. Because actually, what it is, we speak of the little book many times of Revelation 10, and when we do, we show the different things that it represents. But one thing, it represents the prophetic part of Paul's message. Amen. It was all taken away when the church fell away, see. And they went into a survival message, we would say. And that existed throughout the seven church ages. Amen. But it's been brought back to us after the church age is over. In this last day, the revelation, the interpretation, and the meaning of the prophetic part of what Paul wrote. So what we're doing, we're taking the same thing that grew from the Word. Amen. Let me say it like this. You put an apple seed in the ground, and after so long a time, it will come forth, sprout, grow up, and produce an apple tree. But that seed don't look nothing like the apple. Amen. And so that's what, but it all had to come from that apple seed, see? Amen. And the life came all the way through the stalk, the blooms, and the apple, till it made a beautiful red apple, yellow apple, whatever color it might be. And thank God he always has a variety of things. Amen. We got the dogwood trees out behind the house here. And most of them, why? But there's one dogwood tree that produced pink blooms. And I don't know what the difference is, but somehow or another, something in it just caused it to produce pink blooms. Amen. So the life come through and God expressed himself. And the cover of our last little book, incidentally, is pink. Amen. The great mystery of the wife of the Lamb, the miracle of the wife of Lamb, glorified flesh and bone. Amen. So things happen. It come forth, and see, we're the beneficiaries of the seed being planted. We're the beneficiaries of a message, that a seed that was sowed by St. Paul, but we are beneficiaries of the fruit that it produced after it come through the seven church ages. Amen. Now, when we look at this, we see Paul begin to speak of overcoming death. Amen. That was put in the seed, see? That all was in the seed. And when you got a little apple seed, you got all the apples that tree will ever produce. It started in that little seed. Someone gave me a little thing a long time back. But it says, you can count the seeds in an apple, but you can't count the apple that's in the seed. Amen. So that's the way the Word of God came forth. It's a beautiful, beautiful message. What Paul wrote to Corinthians, all those are beautiful things. But in reading them, we find that he had to really bear down hard on what people would eat and drink, and they would get entangled. He said, you got entangled again in the law, and so on like that. And all that was in it, but within it also was a revelation to come forth. Amen. I like the revelation there in the Galatians chapter 3, where he's talking about the Jews kind of tried to hem him in the corner on that we're from Abraham, and then from Isaac, and then from Isaac to Jacob, and said, we're part of that seed coming up from Jacob. So we're the seed of Isaac, they say. Well, Paul says Christ is our Isaac. Amen. In other words, that seed that was planted in that typology has come forth, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he was that seed from God. Hallelujah. And that's the seed that we're part of. Glory to God. And that's the same seed that was in Melchizedek but hadn't been planted and come forth yet. That's why Melchizedek did some of the same things that Jesus did. Now, there's one great exception. Amen. That Melchizedek, he didn't have to die, and Jesus didn't either. But for his wife's sake, he did like Adam. Adam wouldn't have had to die, but had he not went the way he did, he would have died and he'd be without a wife. Hallelujah. So as we look at this Word of God, how it all works out, and it just goes to show that in this hour, all was working up and building up to a certain point where there would be a special people that's not just the body of Christ, but the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And it don't, we get to the place where the being the wife of the Lamb is absolutely perfect language and perfect terminology for us. Amen. Now, if we say we're the body of Christ, well, that has to be qualified, because that all religion use that. Amen. But we are the body of Christ, glorified flesh and bone, which is the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus was glorified before he went to the garden and overcame death, and before he went to the cross and before resurrection, he was already glorified. Amen. God said, I'll give you this glory. Amen. He said, well, give me that glory that I had before the world was with you. And that's what we were with him before the world was, but it was only in God, in God's thought, in God's mind, in God's plan. But everything's brought to reality. Amen. And right now, everything's brought to reality that Paul wrote there, that we're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, spirit of his spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, a lot of people talk, and we've been bringing this in, and I believe we brought it in of late, how the word talks about no man ever hated his own flesh, but we nourish it and cherish it. Amen. This flesh has become important. Amen. Because Paul sowed a little seed there in the book of Romans, in the 8th chapter. He began to speak about the Spirit and how the Spirit make intercessions and so on with uttering. But then he went right into something else, that we're waiting for the redemption, to wit, the redemption of the body. Amen. Amen. He sowed a little seed. The body is being going to be redeemed. This is only part of it. And then he went on into the 12th, 13th chapter of Romans there and began to say, present your body a living sacrifice, which are God's, which belong to the Lord. Amen. And sometimes we talk about God. We talk about Jesus. Amen. The wife of the Lamb. That's all part of the Godhead, see. So if I say God showed me this, or God gave me a dream, I can just as well say the Lord Jesus Christ gave me a dream. The Lord Jesus Christ showed me this. Amen. So, but God give a name, amen, a very precious name that's connected with salvation. And there's a scripture that says there's salvation in no other name. Amen. So we'd never want to get away from that precious name of the Son of God that went to Calvary. Amen. First went to the garden. Amen. And prayed till his sweat became a great drops of blood, and he was already glorified then. Amen. Because God glorified him. Amen. And then he wasn't in his new body yet, but he was glorified in the sense that God put glory upon him, and he had such power. He had such authority. Amen. That he said, at this time, I can call 12 legions of angels, or more than 12 legions of angels. Amen. And they'll say, but you don't, talking to Peter, you don't have to take your sword to try to save me. There's 12,000 angels all around, a 12 legion or whatever it would be there. Amen. All I got to do is speak the word, and you'll see all these just melt away as they stand on their feet. Amen. But said, for this purpose came I into the world. Hallelujah, to be that Lamb of God. And John got the revelation of it early on, even when Jesus was baptizing him. Amen. He said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Said, the one that sent me to baptize, the same one. Amen. Gave me a sign that when I saw this sign and saw this, says, this is him, baptize him. So all the baptism was done bringing up to that one to be baptized. So all Christianity all the way through has come into one thing, and that's to produce the wife of the Lamb here at the end time. And here she is. Glory to God. Amen. And we come through Ephesians 4 through 11 there. 11 and 12, the fivefold ministry, that was good and that was precious, but it was taking us to something. Amen. Then we come through Revelation or Ephesians 4, 13 through 16, that was taking us even further. Amen. Where the body began to get real personal. Amen. But then we come to the finality of it. Amen. When Christ came back in the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation, that was a marriage took place. Hallelujah. And that puts a certain group of people that can't accept it as the wife of the Lamb, bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And we don't have a whole lot to say about it, do we? Amen. The only thing we do is accept it and enjoy it. Amen. Just like riding down the river in a canoe on the real smooth river. Just lay back and enjoy it. Let the river take you. Amen. Just enjoy it. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know it's a little film on Lake Louise, I believe, up in Canada. I believe it is. It showed that a beautiful river and a man and woman there just riding down in the canoe, and the river just gently taking them down. Amen. And singing a little song and amen, just rejoicing, having the time of their life. And that's why John says, you have the time of your life. And we've only have just a short time, just a short period. Amen. What is it called? Just a moment. Just the twinkling of an eye. Amen. Go forth and enjoy yourself in this last day. Amen. As you let the praises of the Lord Jesus ring out. And don't be ashamed to say, I'm the wife of the Lamb. That because that is your day. Amen. It's very acceptable. And there's no stigma to it at all to say I'm a member of the body of Christ. Everybody said, well, yeah, I'm glad to meet you. I am too. You know, and everybody come along, they're the body of Christ. Amen. But when it comes to the wife of the Lamb, amen. We know this young lady real well that wrote the letter to Barbara. The fact is, she got a hold of this last book that we have, and she's wanting to know, I don't understand now. How about where's the church? And where's the body of Christ? And where's all this? Now, the wife, I've heard all about that, but I ain't heard nothing about the wife. Amen. Well, well, this is for special people. Glory be to God. And they know about the wife. They hear about the wife. Amen. They claim, I'm the wife of the Lamb. I'm a member of the wife of the Lamb, and I rejoice therein. Amen. And let the praise of my husband ring out to the high heaven. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. If somebody, there's some, as they get in this on early on, they are very careful as to what they say about the wife of the Lamb. They'll try to push it off to the side, maybe the body of Christ, maybe then add the wife of the Lamb or something. Amen. In other words, putting the wife of the Lamb down here as a lesser thing. But Paul, he wrote when he prophesied, when you get that little book and read it, and we've all read the little book. Amen. And become that word that was in the book, little book. And now there's no little book in that sense. But if you want to see the little book, just look it up. Hallelujah, because we got the foundation, and we're that tree that grow down what Paul made, and the fruit there. Oh, glory to God. What do you call it? The tree of life. Brother Brown called it the bride tree, but we took another step and said it's the wife of the Lamb, the tree of life. Hallelujah, that's growing right here, and it's growing from the Bible, the Word. It starts back there as a little seed. Yes, there's things said that weren't right on. And when you're reading Paul's message, if you just try ever take every scripture that he wrote and try to apply it to you now, amen, you're getting it out of, it's not fitting right. Because the prophetic part of it, that's what belongs to the wife. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just praise God, amen, for this. I said I was going to read some, but I'll just kind of quote here and read together here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. It says there, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particularly. Now, and then he goes by one spirit and so on. Well, that was the sowing of a seed back there. Amen. And that was what we call the age of the virgin. Hallelujah. And it was fitting real good. But then as it grows through the seven church ages and comes on through, and Christ, he went away, but he come again.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm waiting for the coming of Christ. Well, now, that's all right, but when you see him, you'll see the wife. Amen. Christ the wife coming with the king. That'll be the start of the great millennium.
Amen.
Because Christ, in that sense, has already come. Amen. Already married the wife by proxy. Amen. And since the Lord Jesus Christ is still in heaven till after the tribulation, and you'll get that in the book of Acts, the third chapter, I believe. Amen. Where, second or third chapter, where they asked Peter, when will Jesus come back? When will the Lord Jesus come back? Amen. He says the heaven must retain him until the time of restitution, until the beginning of the millennium. Amen. But it didn't say Christ wouldn't come back. Amen. That was all a great secret hid. Amen. And Paul, in the 16th chapter of the book of Romans, began to talk about secrets been hid since the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Amen. That they can preach and talk religion, and everybody said, my, wasn't that good? Now, that preacher knows the word. One man said, that preacher's a walking Bible. Well, that's real good, but it can be a detriment to you if you don't get the spirit of it and be that seed, amen, to have grown into a plant and now become the fruit of it. Hallelujah. So we see that this Bible is such a wonderful book. It is. It has to be applied for the times, amen, that's spoken of. Hallelujah. Yes, there was times, and we spoke about them, how it was the law and what they could eat and so on like that. And it was something that it's in the Word, but it was for, Paul spoke many of those things present tense. Oh, I love the message we preached a long time ago about, I suppose this is good for the present time. Amen. There's certain things were good for the present time. And I said, there's certain scriptures has a shelf life to them. Amen. When that shelf life passed, it falls into the realm of history. What was said in history, see? Glory to God. Amen. It is history that Martin Luther came forth and preached the just shall live by faith. That's already fulfilled. It has passed the time of the shelf life on it. And so, is it like with the message that Brother Brown brought? It was a great message. And on down up to where we're at now. But now Christ himself has come back, hallelujah, and brought that word that he had that was with the Father, amen, to begin with. See, that word that was with the Father stayed with him. Amen. When he had to withdraw himself in that early age when they fell away. And it's just like in the Garden of Eden over there. Amen. That's what made the... God didn't particularly drive the children of Adam, didn't particularly drive Adam and Eve away from any geographic spot of land. Amen. He just lifted Eden. Eden was the spirit, say. Amen. That had come down. It was God. He walked with them in the cool of the day. Amen. But God took that away and set an angel with flaming swords that turn every way where they couldn't go back in. The only way you can pass those angels is by revelation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. By revelation, those swords don't bother you a bit. Don't even exist. And same thing with this. You can't come into this except you were part of it to begin with.
Amen.
You were part of that word. And when Christ left, Paul spoke of Christ, introduced Christ in such a way. But when the church fell away, Christ withdrew and took the little book with him. And that little book was the representative of the word that was with the Father before the foundation of the world. And only part of it got its fulfillment in that early time. Amen. But it was a very necessary part to be fulfilled, because it was a seed. It was the virgin that came forth and now has blossomed forth into the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, we're the wife of the Lamb in this hour, and we're not ashamed to proclaim it. My wife was telling me this morning as she went by the computer, checked on the internet there, where there's certain nations coming on that we haven't hardly heard of before. Amen. God just let it reach out and be a witness. Amen. And who knows where there may be someone that says, I've waited for this all my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And here it is. Amen. And so have we waited for this. And we've waited for to see a people that wasn't embarrassed to say, I'm the wife of the Lamb. Amen. I'm the wife. Are you a Christian? Well, I'm the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. That takes Christianity to a whole new level. Amen. And others say, well, I'm a member of the body of Christ. That's closer, but yet, amen, are you the wife of the Lamb? That's even a higher level, amen. And that's the highest level, and that's the level that gets clothed in fine linen, clean and white.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So there in Ephesians 5 here, I've read this before, but you don't get to, you don't get tired of these. When a special people, this is food. Amen. This is food for the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And she just loves it, see. Praise the Lord. So, in verse 29, I just quoted this early on, but I think I'll read it. It says here of the Ephesians chapter 5, it says, no man has ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished it and cherished it as the Lord, the church, or the wife. Now, I want you to notice there, this has left the soul. And when I say left, I don't mean we don't have it in our soul, but it has got into the flesh and bone now.
Right.
Amen. Because that's what Paul put in that original seed, the redemption. He didn't say the redemption of the soul, but he said the redemption of the body. Hallelujah. Praise God. And as we go forward, then as we are married to the Lord Jesus Christ as our husband, amen, then it cancels out all the old birth, the old body, that we become part of his body, bone of his bone, and flesh of his flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, glory to God. That goes beyond, see. That's that special word. Amen. So we're created from the same word that the Lord Jesus Christ was created from.
Amen.
Not a different word. Hallelujah. And when we be married to him, we become exactly the same thing that he is.
Amen.
And we couldn't say, there's so many ways we could say it, but that's what it is all along. And we love him.
Amen.
And we appreciate him. And he's our husband. And we're the wife. We're the queen. And he's our king and husband. And we're his queen.
Amen.
Glory to God, the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, don't hate this flesh, but cherish it. Nurse it and cherish it. Amen. Praise God. You look at me, you see I'm a little overweight. You might think I've been nursing it too good in the realm of food. Amen. But in all ways, you nurse and cherish it, because the word says you're bought with a price. You're not your own, but you're the Lord's. And especially as you become married to him, amen, as you join, it canceled out your former life. You didn't exist yesterday. Amen. Whatever happened yesterday or years ago, let that all be canceled out. Amen, because you got a word body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're walking in the word. You're living the word. That's the reason you can't hardly talk without talking about the word, because that's what you are, part of the word. Amen. So that's the wife of the Lamb. Amen. So when we talk about the why, it's perfect God-given language. The wife of the Lamb. The wife of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So I want to read on down here a little bit. And no man ever hated his own flesh. All right. But for verse 29. I just got that. Nurse in church. Verse 30. For we are members of the body, members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. Now that's not talking about the soul at all there. Amen. That's flesh and bone. When you're talking about the soul, you don't talk of flesh and bone. Amen. That's what those souls that Paul, that lived and died in Paul's day and through the church ages, when Christ came back, he brought them with him. Amen. Paul said, "We have a tabernacle in heaven, not made of hand." Amen. That tabernacle in heaven now come back to earth to live on earth. Glory to God, takes on the same glorified flesh and bones that we're taking on. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Makes us one. Hallelujah. That's why I said, someone commented that said, Paul's with us this morning. Amen. As though Paul was really here. Well, he is. Amen. Amen. Not only Paul, but Irenaeus, Barnabas. You know, there's a man called Barnabas. I take a lot of interest in him. I want to talk to Barnabas a little bit. I like him. Just seem like some of the things Barnabas, he at one time he didn't want to agree with Paul when Paul didn't want to take John, and Barnabas liked there was Paul and Silas, Paul and Barnabas, and Paul he choose Silas. So that's where you get Paul and Silas. They're the one thrown in jail, you know. Amen. They didn't worry about who would go their bail, because the angels came and shook that place apart, and they were singing. But what was they doing? They were singing at the midnight hour, and the old jail almost fell apart. The doors came open and the windows, and even the bands on the prisoners were loose. Amen. But not a one of them left. There was something there. Amen. And the keeper of the prison had his sword drawn, was about to kill himself because he knew it would be certain death for him because the prison got away. Amen. But Paul says, "Trouble not thyself, for we're all here." Amen. We're all here in the wife of the Lamb too. Amen. Praise God. But Barnabas chose John and went one way to preach the gospel, and Paul chose Silas, see. But we find that, I don't know what happened between time, and this is not probably all that important what happened, but somehow or another, Paul and Barnabas got together because by revelation, they went up to Jerusalem. And remember early on in the 13th chapter of the book of Acts, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work I've called them to do." Amen. All the others couldn't be involved there because they had too much law in their teaching. "Separate me, Paul and Barnabas." But Paul and Barnabas gotten a little scruple there, a little bit, we would say, about whether to take John or not. Amen. But it didn't last, because here's why. Barnabas was with Paul again, and he was right there, and they got a recommission, the second commission here. And this time when they got the second commission, it was by revelation on the part of the other people that was there, as well as Paul and Barnabas. Because when they got through preaching there in Galatians chapter 2, Peter, James, and John perceived, hey, this man's got something and it's real. Send him off over to the heathen. What he's got is right, but it's not for us. Amen. What we got is right, the wife of the Lamb, but it's not for the denomination of the world, because they're not willing to give their all in all. Hallelujah. They're not willing to say that's not willing to say that the Lord Jesus Christ, their husband, and you're the wife, and you're part of the Godhead. Amen. You were with him back before the world was, and you're that little book walking around, breathing, talking, and all, but it's not in the form of a little book. It's in the form of the wife of the Lamb, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. He goes on down this scripture, and he tells us there that this is a mystery. That's reading the world don't know about it. Amen. And I'm still in Ephesians 5 and 30 members of his body. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother. That means leave your denomination, leave everything. Your father and your mother is one that we hold to. Amen. And my wife's mother passed away less than a year ago. Less than 6 months ago. And my wife still, she'll be sitting around all of a sudden get thinking about mom and begin to cry. Amen. So mother and father is very important, see. Amen. And the point being is that with this, you got to leave. It says leave your father and your mother and cleave unto him, doesn't it? Be joined unto him. And this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife. Amen. And they two shall be one flesh. Do you get that word, one flesh? These two shall be one flesh. We and the Lord Jesus Christ are one flesh. Right. Amen. That makes us bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Right. Amen. That cancel out the old fleshly realm where we were, that we lived in, getting up to the place where we're at now. That cancels that out. Amen. And we get that new flesh. And in this new flesh, Jesus could eat and so forth, and talk to the disciples. But then on the other hand, he could just disappear without going through the door. He appeared unto his disciples, the door being shut. And they were affrighted, one of the writers says. And they began to, as they began to be affrighted, they began to say, "This is a ghost. This is a spirit." Oh, and like that. And Jesus says, "Does a spirit have flesh and bone?" Says, "Have you anything to eat?" And they gave him some fish and honey. He ate and talked with them. Amen. All of a sudden, he was gone again. Amen. We're bone of that bone and flesh of that flesh. Right. Hallelujah. That's not just the spiritual body. It's the glorified flesh. Amen. And a lot of times, still, I've been bringing this in quite a bit over the years about the spiritual body, the glorified body. And it's so different from the spiritual body that they're in, the souls are in, that Paul saw in heaven. Amen. It's different because that has nothing to do with flesh and bones there. But when they come back to earth, when they did come back to earth, amen, that was Revelation chapter 10, when he came, and this is recorded also in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 14, that God sends the Spirit back with him. Amen. And they're here to hear this same thing, take on glorified flesh and bone. So when we're talking about Brother Brian, he believes the same thing we do. Talking about Brother Jack, he believes the same thing we do. And all these men, talk about Irenaeus, amen. And Columbo back there in that dark age, he believes the same thing we do now. Amen. He's taking on glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And by the time God says it's time, call us up to meet him. Glory to God. All those souls will be there because together, amen, we'll rise. Hallelujah. And go meet him at his throne. Glory to God. Getting ready to come back with him. Hallelujah. Back to this earth, all clothed in fine linen, clean and white. You, amen. Well, there's a little more. I'm just going to have to read real fast. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and the wife, I'll say. Amen. So it's a great mystery. That's why the lady called Barbara and said, "I don't understand what you're talking about, the why. It just don't, and she might testify about it sometime. This don't, where's the church at?" Amen. I want to be the church or the body of Christ or something. But now this wife thing coming here, where'd all that fit? Amen. Well, here's where it fit. It's a special people. A special people there The body of Christ is the wife of the Lamb. The special, to a special people, yeah, to a special people, the body of Christ is the wife of the Lamb. See? In other words, it has come forth, it has developed, it was developing into this all the way through. And we've been coming through that period of development, especially from Ephesians 4:13 through 16. It's been a developing time to bring us right on into this moment in the twinkling of an eye and the glorified flesh and bone.
Thank you,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, there's one other scripture I want to read, and that's in the book of Revelation. And it's one that you can quote, and I'm glad you can. And I hope you learn to quote it real good. And hope you not only learn to quote it, hope we all do, and learn to obey it. So let's hear, see what it says. Let us be glad and rejoice. This is Revelation 19:7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him. Look, that's what we're doing. We're giving honor to Him. Glory to God. We're not ashamed of His word. We're not ashamed to stand forth and be identified with Him as glorified flesh and bone. Amen. So we're honoring Him.
Amen.
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife has made herself ready. That's the finality of it. His wife, not the body of Christ, His wife. Now, we can say we're the body of Christ. That's not wrong, but there's another, a higher layer to that we are the wife of the Lamb, see. Yeah, high calling, yeah. All right, and let's go on with it here. And to her, not to them or him or whatever, to her, a special lady, and it's a group of people, amen, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Amen. With that fine linen, it's a glorified body, see?
Yeah,
nothing against it at all. Hallelujah. Amen. So what are we today? It's the glorified flesh and bone. A long time back, I had that dream, and I'm not going to tell it here because it's on some of the other messages on the internet, too. It tells there about a product that would keep something from getting stained. Yeah, Scotch Guard. Amen. Well, we came through that Scotch Guard time, but now we got fine linen, ain't never had no spots on it, and can't never have. Amen. So we lend the Scotch Guard to those that have white robes on as we rejoice in our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. And being bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You today for this opportunity to come and talk about Your word and to just glorify You and praise You. And Lord, we just can't find enough words or enough time to praise You and thank You enough. And Lord, we are so happy and so glad to be the wife of the Lamb, because the wife of the Lamb is part of the Godhead, that tree of life, and Lord, the river of life flows right through. And Lord, there's so many great things that we've gotten these messages over the years. Amen. And we just praise You for it. And we thank You for helping us to be part of it here at this end time. In Jesus Christ's wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. All right. This time, maybe Barbara's going to sing for us here.
Amen.
Or testify, whatever.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
When Ben was reading there on Ephesians 5:30-32, there's a lot of people that quote that. About bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh, but they can't make it change forms. But see, we made it change forms when we were made queen by proxy.
Yeah.
We were married by proxy. And when we were married by proxy, Ephesians 5:30-32, it changed forms. And it became glorified flesh and bones. And so that's the same with Revelation 19:7-8. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of the saints. See, there's a lot of people that can quote that, and they do quote it, but they can't make it change forms. And we made it change forms when we were married by proxy. It changed forms, and it became alive in a people, and that's us. And I just praise you, Lord, for everything. Yeah. Just praise you. Thank you, my Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
There are many stars in the sky. Some of them have twinkled in days gone by. But there's something twinkling in this moment of time. It's the Lamb's wife, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And we only have a moment, only a moment to stay. It's only a moment, for the twinkling of an eye is taking place. Oh, we only have a moment, oh, only a moment to stay. It's only a moment, for the twinkling of an eye is taking place. Rejoicing in you, Jesus, my Lord, shining as the stars, glorified and twinkling forevermore. And we welcome the departed saints that have come our way, as they are hearing us say, we only have a moment to stay. Oh, we only have a moment, only a moment to stay. It's only a moment, for the twinkling of an eye is taking place. Oh, we only have a moment, only a moment to stay. It's only a moment, for the twinkling of an eye is taking place.
Yes,
there were many stars in the sky. Some of them have twinkled in days gone by. But there's something twinkling in this moment of time. It's the Lamb's wife, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And we only have a moment, only a moment to stay. It's only a moment, for the twinkling of an eye is taking place. Rejoicing in you, Jesus, my Lord, shining as the stars, glorified and twinkling forevermore. And we welcome the departed saints that have come our way, as they are hearing us say, we only have a moment to stay. Oh, we only have a moment, only a moment to stay. It's only a moment, for the twinkling of an eye is taking place. Oh, we only have a moment, oh, only a moment to stay. It's only a moment, for the twinkling of an eye is taking place. Now all we can say is we only have a moment to stay.
Amen. Praise you, my Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Bless
All
you,
right.
Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Isn't he wonderful? Glory to God. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise God. Just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're just worshiping the Lord here. Amen. Oh, we praise you. We thank you. We love you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes, praise God. Praise Lord, we just thank you. Thank you, yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to just continue to rejoice in the Lord and praise God, but we'll be dismissed for the time being here. And we just praise the Lord for the service today and just thank him. And we just praise the Lord for so many things. Amen. We love him. Amen. With all of our heart and want to serve him to the best of our ability. And that's all he's looking for. And when we're praising him and thanking him and glorifying him, we can't do nothing much but serve him. Hallelujah. And rejoice him in the glorified flesh and bone. Amen. That he's given us. Amen. Did you notice the word, it's hard to get dismiss here. Did you notice the word rejoice? Amen. And give honor? Amen. Does that words like that? Amen. I say unto you, rejoice evermore. One place said. Amen. There's something alive here. That word that Paul planted, which was sealed away in the little book, is the written word. Amen. But this is what it has produced. Yeah, changed form into human flesh. Amen. So, Paul, you were right on target. Praise God. We just praise the Lord for not only Paul, but all the other saints. And amen. And they're part of us now, part of the wife and part of this message. Amen. And he just sees what he planted. The seed has grown and produced fruit. That's when the farmers rejoice. When they see the seed that they planted in the ground has produced fruit. Amen. They rejoice in it. And Israel, when the time of the bringing in of the harvest, they had a feast and rejoiced and praised God. And it takes several days just to rejoicing and praising God for the harvest. Amen. Well, Paul's harvest is here. Amen. Amen. And we're rejoicing in it. And the very seed he planted now has produced just exactly. Amen. And he's rejoicing with us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Praise God. Amen. All right. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for service today, for your word. Just pray that you'll just take these words and that you'll use them for your glory, and that the people will realize that we're the wife of the Lamb. And the wife of the Lamb is a very precious group, that special group that's a very part of your word, part of you, bone of your bone, flesh of your flesh, and spirit of your spirit. We just praise you for it. So, Lord, I just praise you and help us throughout the day to be that you would have us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.